Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have with us Jake Zufelt, who's the owner of Hype Digital, Eugene. Jake, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. I am so excited today. This is going to be a great conversation. I'm looking forward to this, so thanks for having me.
Yes, you are welcome. And I can see by your background, we have a lot of similar interests and experiences. And I want to find out first, before we dive into how you serve your clients and what you do to serve your clients with digital marketing, tell us a little bit about your background and your entrepreneurial journey up to this point in your career.
Absolutely. So I was born and raised in Alaska. I was a terrible Alaskan. I didn't hunt or fish, and I don't like being cold. So when I turned 18, I immediately left. But during my time in Alaska, I mean, just a lot of opportunity, fantastic place to grow up. And I had the ability to work a variety of jobs. I worked at a skateboard shop. I worked at a lawyer's office. I worked at a coffee shop. I worked in the oil field. Just really got to expose myself to a lot of different industries. Had a great time with that. Moved to Oregon at 18. Met my wife on the first day of college, and we've been married now for 12 years. We have three children. I drink a lot of espresso, two shots of espresso for each offspring that I have. So,
and then two Benadryls at night to wind back down.
Oh, I could drink coffee all day, Mike. I'm in Oregon. Oregon is, you know, it's a big coffee place. So.
Yep.
But I went to college and I studied English communications, and my intention was to go into ministry. Wasn't sure if that was going to happen. So I ended up going with a more generic degree. And so I don't actually know anything, but I can communicate clearly how little I know. That's what my English communications degree got me.
Nice.
But ended up working as a pastor for 10 years. I was a youth pastor for six of those. And then I got demoted to work with adults. So that's the way I put the story there.
I love that.
For a number of years, you can take that one. Yeah, that's I've said that for a long time, and
I will probably take it in about the next 2 hours, because my oldest daughter got married in July. Her husband is a youth pastor. He majored in youth, and his master's degree is in organizational leadership. And they're looking at going out to a church in the state of Washington. And so I will definitely use that youth pastor demoted to senior. I think you'll get a kick out of that one.
Absolutely. It is absolutely true. So I spent 10 years in ministry and really accumulated at that time just incredible experience that I did not realize would transition as well as it did into the entrepreneurial space.
Yeah.
So that's definitely a part of the story we can get into if you want to. But I really highly encourage pastors who are functioning on a fixed income, things like that, to have some sort of side, you know, side gig, side hustle, whatever you want to call it, using their giftings they use in ministry. I think it's an incredible opportunity a lot of people don't tap into.
Well, I agree 1,000%. And I know that, I think that it would be really neat to talk about how your experience in ministry, even working with people, relationship building, rapport building, your English major, communications major tied into all of that. And now you're in the business world. Well, it's not like you took 180 degree turn and like, oh, I'm turning my back on this part of my life. Now I'm going to do this. There's elements and aspects of each one of those that now are tying into what you're doing with marketing. I'm confident into how you deal with people, how you communicate, how you present ideas. And so I think that really is a piece that a lot of people get confused with, like, oh, I was doing ministry. Now I'm doing something else. Well, in reality, we all are serving our clients and our customers and our target audience with whatever we're doing, and we should do it with the utmost quality, the utmost ethics, the utmost, you know, whatever you want, you know, precision. And I think that you would be bringing aspects of your past lives and watching them come to life in what you're doing with your clients. So yes, definitely talk a little bit about how that is for you.
Absolutely. And that was incredibly well put, Mike. I started a digital marketing agency in the middle of COVID. We were all working from home, and I had experience in marketing. I had experience doing marketing for nonprofit organizations, for large events. We work with an orphanage in West Africa that we've done a lot of marketing and promotion for. We actually helped that orphanage start businesses out of the orphanage so that they could become more self-sustaining, right? So all of these tools and assets that I had done, I brought into this space. And it was one of those things. I have this beautiful picture that I've never shared on social media, and I plan on doing it soon. But we had our third kid in the middle of COVID, and I'm sitting at a laptop at the dining room table with her on my shoulder building this business. And it's just this beautiful picture. I was up at 4:30 in the morning. I was studying, I was researching, I was taking all the skills I'd learned in ministry and combining them to serve businesses better. And what really became the passion of what I was doing was fairly simple. I wanted to bring honesty and transparency back to the digital marketing space that had been clouded so heavily by people taking advantage of business owners.
Yep.
And still to this day, I'm amazed at what some digital marketing agencies are able to get away with. And I believe that it just simply comes down to this. Your online presence right now is more complicated than it has ever been. And I believe that that has translated that running a business now is more complicated than it's ever been. And most people don't get into business because they want to manage their online presence, right? The roofing contractor doesn't say, oh my goodness, I love business so much. I would like to do payroll, manage my website, manage my social media. Oh, by the way, I should probably put roofs on houses, right? So most business owners, it's an afterthought. But then they find out, in order for me to survive in 2022, I need to be able to have a handle on Google, on all of the social media platforms, on all of the different things with my website. So that became the focus of what I was doing, and it blew up. I mean, it blew up. It went in 3 months' time, I was making three times what I was bringing into the church. And more than that, I reinvigorated a passion for me. And there's no secret that COVID was really hard on churches.
Yeah.
It was incredibly hard on churches with political aspects and social aspects and all these kind of things. I had already sensed that my time, and I want to be clear about this, my time in the job was coming to a close. My time in the job was coming to a close. And this has been a big point of emphasis as I talk with pastors, and they say, I feel like I'm abandoning my calling. And I go, no, your calling was never the job. That's different. And so I moved into an area where I got to mentor and care for and love for business owners in a really unique way. And what's interesting about this story is that I ended up phasing out, doing this full time. And 9 months later, my lead pastor, who'd been my boss for 10 years, is now working for me as my full-time operations manager. So we switched roles. And
yeah, it's really interesting to think about. Have you ever heard of BAM? Business as mission?
Yes.
So it's like, okay.
Yes.
It does. You don't have to punch the clock at your church to go, I'm in ministry. We're in a fishbowl in ministry 6 days, 7 days a week, 6 days a week. If you're working, you know, your job, because there is 1,000,000,000% more interaction with humans in your 9 to 5 or 9 to 7 or your daily business life. And what kind of example and living testimony and impact can you have there as opposed to the, you know, two services on Sunday and one on Wednesday kind of a thing? So yeah, you can have a huge impact. And so many times people are taken for a ride, like you said, in, you know, marketing agencies, they're taking advantage of people. And maybe the interaction that your clients have with you, they're like, well, hold up. That really made a whole lot of sense. And you're taking my thoughts into consideration. You're caring for me. And boy, what makes you guys different? And what an open door that is.
Absolutely. And we ended up over the course of about a year just building a network of other marketing agencies that shared the same values. And what ended up happening in all of this is we were reached out to by this company, Height Digital. And JC and Karen Height live in Nicaragua. JC is from Arkansas. His wife is from Nicaragua. They met in the States, studied here. They worked here for a while. They went back to Nicaragua and they said, we want to start a business that is literally going to change this country. And I credit them with their vision and then their ability to implement that vision. And so what happened is they reached out to us and they said, hey, we're going to do something no one's really tried before in digital marketing. And we're going to franchise digital marketing. And I went, how in the world do you franchise something that's online? And over the course of 3 months, through conversations and negotiations and things like that, we ended up merging with Height Digital. And now Height Digital is a conglomeration of 25 marketing agencies that work together with team, with resources, with all of those things. And just last week, we were in Costa Rica for an international marketing conference. Two of our speakers were two of the investors from Shark Tank. Willie Robertson and his wife, Corey from Duck Dynasty, were there. It was an incredible experience. Wow. And while we were there, we found out that Height Digital landed on the Inc. 5000 for fastest growing private companies in the U.S. And we came in at number 868. And we were absolutely floored. We're absolutely astounded because the company was built, and obviously on quality, because you can't build a company with over 220 team members without having a good quality product. But it was built on things like faith and family and loyalty, so much so that when someone signs on as a client with us at Height Digital Eugene or one of our other locations, one of the things that they don't even realize is that for every single team member we have in Nicaragua, we actually pay for their children to go to private school in Nicaragua as part of just being a part of the company. Because we want to affect so deeply, not just our employees and our team members, but also our clients to understand that this is much bigger than just what we're doing for the roofing company, for the realtor, for different things like that. So it was an absolute honor to be invited to merge with them. And the experience thus far has been incredible, both from our standpoint as team members and also from a client standpoint.
I love it. I love it. Love it. Love it. So we've covered like kind of your mission and business, you know, how you treat people, how you go about dialing in your services. Let's dive in a little bit closer to what kind of clients do you work with? Do you work in a specific vertical? Are you the digital marketer for doctors, lawyers, chiropractors, or is your area of expertise just digital? And, you know, you just kind of do your networking and work with whoever needs your help.
So this is where I got to, you know, this is a voice recorded interview. So you got to understand something about me. I mean, I have tattoo sleeves of both arms and I play in a blues band and play hip hop songs acoustic on my guitar. I love just the uniqueness of what business is able to do now. And so at Height Digital, we have over 700 clients. I mean, we've spent over $1 million a month in Google Ads spend since January, over 200 and something websites. So we have a wide variety here. But what we specialize in at Height Digital Eugene is the uniqueness. Yeah. So we have clients all the way from Seattle to South Florida. And one of the reasons why we're working with them is that their online presence, it's kind of like a garden. And I live in Oregon. And when you plant the garden here, the thing just explodes. And there's a reason that the Oregon Trail, the wagon train ended here. You can spit sunflower seeds and grow sunflowers, right? But everybody plants a garden with the intention of it just producing good, reliable crop that's manageable, right? Now, when you are in a fertile area like this, if you don't maintain that garden, it gets out of control very, very quickly. And I can see my garden from my office right now. And believe me when I say it has gotten out of control. That is an almost exact metaphor for your online presence in 2022. People build a website, they open social media accounts, they do these things with the intention of it just producing good results. And here's the thing, it will produce. It'll produce just based off the age, right? We could talk about search engine optimization for hours, Mike, and talk about how SEO has changed in this landscape. But oftentimes people come to us when they are just, they're completely lost. They are overwhelmed at the complexity of their online presence, at their online garden. They're frustrated. They're confused. They're honestly, they're fearful because things have gotten away from them. And so we take on a lot of these unique projects and industries that people don't normally pay a lot of attention to. So to give you some examples, we're actually one of the nation's leaders in escape room marketing. Have you played in escape room before, Mike?
My wife and family, I've got four kids and they're all ages 18 to 24. And we just, last Thursday night completed our 22nd escape room in like 22 months. We just absolutely, we discovered it and love escape rooms.
That makes me so happy. So we're actually sponsoring an escape room conference right now. It's happening right now in Boston. I wasn't able to go this year. I was bummed to miss out on it, but it's a super fascinating industry, and it's one that a lot of people haven't paid a lot of attention to. It's new. 2007 was the first one that ever opened, I believe, in Japan. It's, you know, it's a 10-year-old industry in the United States. But here's one of the reasons we focused on it, is that booking-based companies is a unique type of marketing that is very, very, very technical from a digital standpoint. There's data tracking. There's so many things you have to do to build audiences. And I would tell any business investors out there right now, in 2022, if you are looking for opportunity, look at entertainment and travel, because it is blowing up in the digital space right now. Have you heard the term? Actually, I believe you talked about it on one of your episodes of revenge travel. Have you heard about this?
I did talk about that recently. And I mean, in fact, one of my recent interviews is a CEO out of Canada that made like one of the top SaaS softwares for the Airbnb industry. And we were just talking about how people are like in COVID quarantine. And all of a sudden now it's like, we're going.
That's exactly. It's so funny. So I did. I listened to that episode because I talked about that before with somebody else. So I'm getting it all crossed up here. But if you're looking, I mean, if you want to think about search volume and search trend, entertainment, travel, and real estate investing are huge right now. Real estate investment search terms on Google have more than doubled.
Wow.
Because people are looking at selling their house quickly to try to capitalize on the peak market value. So those are the kind of things that we are just obsessive about. And my team knows conversion tracking to me is huge right now. So we actually have clients, we have a high-end cemetery wow. in Florida that is a converted golf course that has turned into burial grounds. And I've been trying to get them to run a campaign called 6 feet under par. And apparently they weren't going to go for that. But there's a lot of uniqueness right now in the digital marketing space. And I believe that there's space for everyone, but those conventional models that were being used forever that you get at the real estate conference, you get at the contractor convention, all different things. Some of those just simply are not working anymore. And I hate to be the doomsday prophet here, but if you are trying to manage your own digital marketing and online presence for your business, good luck. And I know a lot about digital marketing. Yeah. I would not take on a position as a marketing manager for a business right now. I wouldn't do it. There's just far
because
too
things
much
are
to do.
Changing so much and so rapidly, right?
So fast, so fast. I have, having spent time in youth ministry, I have high school kids reach out to me all the time. And they say, hey, I want to go to college. I want to study marketing. And I go, I hate to tell you, but I don't think you should do it. I'm like, yeah, but you're in marketing. Isn't that, you know, a great industry? I go, yeah, it is. But 4 years from now, it's going to be entirely different. And the curriculum that you have right now, most of it isn't even up to date, because all it takes is for one multi-billion dollar company to get mad at another multi-billion dollar company. And immediately everyone has to pivot because data tracking changed, because, you know, some authorization to get your Google My Business or Google Business profile verified in 2022 is so invasive. I mean, you have to literally take your cell phone and do a walkthrough video of your facility to show your permanent branding in your
good
space
night.
To get it verified. And
because that's so, because
that
so many people were gaming the system, don't you think?
So many people were taking advantage of it. Yeah. And so you had companies that were located in other countries listing all kinds of different office spaces and things like that as their office so that they could gain SEO rankings so that they could get leads and sell them to companies. Right. So as invasive as it is and as uncomfortable as it makes people feel, it's also a bit of a necessary evil right now. If you want to survive in in business in 2022 is that there's just things that you have to comply with some of these large companies to be able to get your yep. business visible.
And secondly, the thing that I would even say, we'll kind of wrap up the thought process with this. When you take the authenticity, transparency, treating people the right way, being an educator and advocate, you know, the things that marketing or that company should be doing anyway, and the things that you are wired in from your ministry background and current, you know, approach. Well, here's what you know, you've got two things playing that you need to work on. Digital, yeah, you all the SEO and all the changes and algorithms and all of that stuff. But then once someone sees that ad or that thing about you online and they arrive to your website, we could spend 9 more hours on, okay, now what? But you definitely Absolutely. Need to have your messaging dialed in so well that it communicates clearly. And have you ever read the book Building a Story Brand by Donald Miller?
Oh, a dozen times.
Yeah, okay, good. So when you confuse, you lose. You know, you need to you need to have your messaging so dialed in that people go, "Ooh, they understand me." Like right from the get-go. And so I think that you can't only say you must have your digital dialed in so well and then people arrive at your website and it's a messy, ugly mess.
They don't know what to do.
Yeah, both parts need to play well.
Both are absolutely true. Both are absolutely true. And what we find is a lot of agencies specialize in one or the other, right? And yeah. I often say that marketing in 2022 is split into creative and technical. So the creative element, of course, we have graphic designers that are on staff. They're just absolutely phenomenal with degrees from art institutes and everywhere else. But if no one can get to your website because the technical standpoint is not where it should be, then who cares? You spend... Yep. thousands of dollars on a great video and all this kind of stuff. But what I find even more interesting right now, Mike, is when we onboard a client, you know, the number one issue we find out of everything, it's logins. It's logins and secure storage of logins. And this is true across every single industry. And this is my caution to people. We've actually had businesses come to us and we've asked for access to their domain. We've asked for access to the website. Access to their hosting, and they say, oh yeah, we've got that, and they try it, and it doesn't work. And what's happening is that with the great resignation, right, which I'm sure so many people have heard about, people had their login set up with an employee, whether it's an administrator, whether it was an owner or something like that, and they use that person's email to set it up. Well, there's been such a shift in the employment market that that person left and went to another business that was offering hybrid work or work from home. And all of the sudden, that email got dissolved. And so now you don't have access to your domain. Well, guess what happens? You lost access to your email. You lost access to everything. So we've actually had situations where we've had to go from a back-end situation and shut down a website and get a brand new domain and have to rebuild authority from it. And so when I give presentations on digital marketing, and it's like the least sexy topic you can talk about in digital marketing, because everybody wants to know what the new social media trend is. And I go, no, number one, know your login. And everyone laughs. And I go, no, I'm serious. Like,
because you'll be shut down.
You can lose your entire business because you don't know your logins or someone else has access to it. So the first thing we do when we acquire a new client is we go take our arms and we wrap it around our online presence. And we've gone to bat. We've gone to bat against other marketing agencies, against hosting companies, trying to regain that information. This is no joke. I mean, it can literally shut down multi-million dollar businesses just because you don't know your logins.
And you know what? That has zero to do with digital marketing, but that is the going above and beyond value-driven information that a client would be so appreciative to hear, knowing that, hey, I don't get a dime if you do this or not. I'm not charging you to do this or not. This is just good business.
Right. I tell you, man, it scares me. I've seen some stuff where people were walking on thin ice, and I actually thought they were going to lose their business over it. And we've recovered... Wow. domains from people when they expired because they didn't have an auto renew. I mean, it is a fascinating time right now. And no one's free and clear from it. I don't care if you're a stay-at-home business selling products. I don't care if you're a multi-million dollar property management company. We've seen it everywhere. And so we encourage people to get some sort of software like OnePass or LastPass or something that you can securely store and you can share a different management level to it. I know this is not the topic that people usually when I get on a podcast, they're like, hey, talk to me about password management.
Yeah. But that is critical. Yep.
That's where you're at. Yeah.
So in other words, so many things change. You cannot keep up with it. You need someone that is on the outside, keeping their finger to the pulse of getting certifications, upgrading, continuing education, and then knowing how to put the most cutting edge digital marketing into your business to meet the goals that you have for your business that they help guide you into developing. So I just think that is so spectacular, Jake, and it's been really neat to hear your approach to business. So let's wrap up with this. What is the best way that someone can reach out, learn more about what you guys do, and connect with you?
I love getting on Zoom calls. I think that one of the best things that came out of COVID is all of the remote yep. work and accessibility all over the country. And so if you go to heightdigital.com/Jake, you will have my discovery call calendar. And it is my favorite thing that I do is I get to talk to business owners from all over the country, all over the world, every single day. And it's an obligation-free call. And I know that that's been said so many times, but I just want to get to know you and find out what your needs are. I believe that if you do digital marketing well, it creates freedom for you both inside and outside of your business. Yep. I believe that your business is a finite project. As attached to it as you are emotionally and in time and everything else, it's a finite project. And if we're not being able to create freedom both inside and outside, then you know I would question whether we're successful. And so we yep. need to make sure that we have that space. And if you do digital marketing well, I believe that you can create that. So heightdigital.com/Jake, you can go to heightdigital.com, learn about us. Heightcreative.com is our entire website branding wing. We just did a $100,000 project for Texas A&M University. We've got a lot of tools, a fantastic team to serve everybody from local all the way up to large corporate businesses. We've got the passion and the experience to be able to handle all of it.
Love it. Well, Jake, thanks a million for coming on. It's been just a real pleasure talking with you. Love your passion, love your energy, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mike. Really appreciate it.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.